This is CliffCentral.com.
And it's good morning to you, and to you, and especially to you. Now, let me just tell you, isn't it great that we're so close to summer? It's so cool because I tell you, there's so many things happening, and it's so good to be with you every single morning here on The Unview, where we're the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. Now, here's the secret. We never know who's thin. We never know who's that rich, but we definitely know who's fabulous, and it's going to be fun. What a great show. I'm going to be speaking to the new Miss of South Africa, Matapa Maila. We'll speak to her. Incredible. She won the title, it's so interesting, last week, Friday. But she was first princess in 2005 for Miss South Africa. Mm-hmm. When Nicole Flint won in 2009, she was also first princess, and now she's won Miss of South Africa. I think it's really cool. A man had to... If you like it, then you better put a ring on it. And then she came, Mrs. South Africa. It's kind of cool. Ben Force, the evil queen, Snow White, the pantomime. We'll talk to him. What a superb performance. We'll chat to the two stars or two of the ladies or actresses in The Revlon Girl, which is a phenomenal production about loss. A true story from Scotland in 1966.
From Wales, yes.
From Wales. Wales. Yes, yes. Oh. You know, you make
mistakes. Too many countries to keep track of.
I know. It's just this Ireland, this Scotland, this Greece. Oh, it's all happened. We'll get to you guys now. And then we open with this, the things we do. And I'm so happy to have on the line is Danny Kay, a very dear... Well, can we get Danny back on the line? Because something happened. It's called gremlins in the system. It happens. And I must tell you that Gareth Cliff, myself, and Danny kind of started our careers at the same time, 22 years ago. Kind of interesting. He was doing Baby It Hurts So Bad.
Oh, wow.
And Gareth and I were
nice.
Like, we were on radio and 7. It's kind of history and stuff like that. But we're talking
the
things we do. It's his new hit summer single. And I love when we come in our 40s with a summer single.
It's exciting.
And he's not single. And he's very happy with two kids. So that's excellent. But we're going to have a great show and lots of stuff and good things. Asanda Sizani is going to join us in studio a little bit later. She is the editor, the new editor of Glamour magazine.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about Woman of the Year and lots of fun things. And then we were so blessed last night because I was at the Royalty Soapy Awards.
Oh.
And I was a judge when I judged it in February, and they send you all these tapes and you've got to watch this stuff. I used to be an old soap fan when Loving was on and...
Okay.
When what was her name? What was that old lady that was alive in Bold and the Beautiful? She's gone now, Stephanie, or something like that.
Yeah. You're a huge fan, then.
Yeah.
So I kind of like it. As a TV producer, it's not my thing. It's not my genre. But it's nice to see good talent, and that's excellent. Let's go to Danny Kay. He's on the line. Danny Kay, at the age of 41, the things we do. How are you doing, Danny?
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here, my brother.
Okay, I'm trying to get you on the line. Okay, cool. So, Daddy, tell me about this new single. We're going to play it now in a moment.
I'm very excited. Yeah, it's the first kind of new music I've done in many years.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes shape in the way of this song called Things We Do, which I've released kind of in time for summer. And it's the first single of what's going to be my 7th studio album. So yeah, been a while.
Which is cool. It has been a while. And in between that period, you've got married, you've got two beautiful kids. It has been a bit of a break from the music world in some sense.
Completely. It was actually for two main reasons, if I'm honest. The first was I purposefully kind of diverted to focus on business and some other things.
Mm-hmm.
I started the entertainment industry and I've been doing it for nearly 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt I needed a break and to stretch my wings and do other things. And secondly, I wasn't really that inspired and didn't feel that creative for a couple of years. And anyone who's a songwriter or an artist or, you know, painter, whatever, knows that if you really want to create good art, you need to feel inspired to do it. And the bug started, coming back and itching. So I got in the studio and wrote this song and found the hunger, I guess, again, to do it, you know?
You know, Danny, interesting times, I think. First and foremost, smile. Incredible foundation, the things that you've done with yourself, your dad, of course the incredible people that you work with to create the libraries and the opportunities are absolutely superb, number one, and creating smiles on people's faces. I think that your music videos, I think, transcended beyond yourself and the work that you've done, with the, which I think, which is exceptional, number one. Number two, I think that it's an interpretation, but when J23 happened, when you lost your butt, I kind of think that was you have to regroup in some sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny you mention it, because today is my late brother Jaron's birthday, 15th of November.
Really?
Today. Yeah.
This is today, so... Come on, Dan, this is crazy, yeah? Do you remember that day? This is crazy.
Today's his birthday, and...
Sure.
I've known you for a long time through, you know, good times, bad times, interesting times,
interesting,
and everything in between. But yeah, you know, my kind of my bedrock principle and the way I've tried to live my life is to just, you know, keep moving forward regardless of, you know, what life throws in your way, and let, you know, the tough times not make you bitter or change kind of the fabric of your personality, and just try to be consistent, you know, in who I am through everything.
You know, Danny, it's incredible. Now you got to understand this. I didn't note that today was your butt's birthday, and I think that we've been through quite experiences through his movement up to heaven. I think we have.
Yeah.
We've seen it, actually. It's quite weird. We've seen, I mean, your mom and dad, things happen in studio on Three Talk with Nalin that no one understands. Let's not even go there. But all I'm going to say to you is that what an honor that I can actually speak to you today, and what a pleasure, because clearly there's something happening in the air, the things we do. And I think the things that we do, Dan, is that we actually start to pick up the pieces and work through it. I think that's the way it goes, I guess.
You know, when my brother passed, I was faced with the decision of carrying on in the spotlight, in the entertainment business, and living with, you know, just the pressure of that on top of having to deal with, you know, a very public loss. And I kind of, my brother's voice and conviction resonated in my head to say that I was, you know, I was going to carry on and do what would make him proud. I think anyone who's lost someone young or anyone who's lost someone period knows kind of like that pressure of them in your head saying, you know, what would they do? What would they want you to do? How would they want you to mourn? How would they want you to act? And yeah, I mean, my company's called J23, my music business, Jay, you know, my brother's name is Jaron, as you know, Alan, 23, when, you know, he was when he passed away at 23. And he's very much a part of my career and my everyday life. And I think of him daily. And today is, always tough, you know, tough to not have him here on his birthday. But we carry on. You know?
But between you and your sister Jana, isn't it cool to have such lovely kids around you to remind you of that energy and that beauty and that life continues and that circle exists? I mean, I think it's really cool, actually. I mean, it's hard when you're in it. And I know that I think your mom Pam and Gavin, your dad, kind of in the grandchildren can see some solace and from the pain of that loss, in some sense, I would imagine. I mean, I don't have kids or grandchildren, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. On our family WhatsApp group today, that's exactly what my parents said. You know, they said they found a lot of healing in my kids, my sister's kids. And I guess that is kind of the beauty and consistency of life, you know, that it will carry on. And it always does. And death is fortunately inevitable, and you need to focus on the good and the life that, you know, you're surrounded with, as opposed to, you know, the death and the negativity. So that's what my family's trying to do, just focus on life, focus on the blessings we have, and not let, you know, my brother's passing, which was the most tremendous tragedy, just shatter and break us apart. But I think for parents that have lost a child, I imagine it's easier said than done. Certainly was for me losing a sibling. But, you know, you do have a choice. I guess that is that's what I've learned. You do have a choice on how you deal with these things, how you process them.
Danny, it's your new hit summer single, and before we get to the things that we do, I just want to have one reflection moment. I think it's important because we're not young. Danny.
What do you mean?
Danny in September turned 41. Speak I turned 41 in February. You and Gareth are like in the same bridge. It happened.
Sure.
And you're at the gym at the moment. Am I right? Because you want to. Hold on. Let me just tell you where he is. He's at the gym because in 2 days' time you've got to be gym fit for your music video. Right or wrong?
Absolutely.
You're leaving
right.
It a bit late.
And it's tough, but let me tell you.
See, this is how you always pre-interview.
I actually think I'm in the best shape of my life, to be honest.
Emotionally, yes. Mentally.
No, physically, emotionally, in every way. Wait till you see the music video. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay. The things we do. Dan, we'll get there.
I'm in the gym. That's the noise and the male grunt in the background. Okay.
Well, I got excited for a second, Dan. You know that. It does happen. Well, not you, but for others. We're just going to do a little bit of a moment because I think it's important not to forget the negative, but Double HP, a very dear friend of yours, Cabello and yourself, and of course part of Smile, a part of the whole group that we've been in for the past 20 years. It's a loss to the industry, and we're not happy.
No, look, man. I mean, you know, the truth is that with so many people, I guess, with depression, you just don't even realize that they are in the state that they are. And whenever I met Jabba, he was always very bubbly, always happy, you know. He just exuded this happiness whenever you met him. Yet under the surface, clearly there was something very, very different. He was one of the most talented guys I had ever worked with, and I've worked in the past 10 years with most of the hip-hop Kwato fraternity. I mean, you know, he was just an enormous talent, like Mandoza was.
Yeah,
you know, another one gone.
You've worked with them, Lebo Matosa. You've worked. Sure.
Yeah, Lebo, TK. I mean, just, you know, these great talents pass and they cannot be replaced. They're one of a kind. He was one of a kind. And I guess the only solace and comfort we can all take is that, you know, music carries on and his legacy will live on through his music and the great songs that he made, but undoubtedly, you know, way before his time, and a very, very sad end. Just terrible, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, Dan, as I say, please remember,
there
are supports group, there are many groups that can help you. And I think that's a critical thing, is that when you lose someone, if you're down and out, if you lose your partner, if things happen in your life, there's so many things. And even if you're just down, by the way, and everything's up, you know what, there are many support groups to work with, and I think that's a good message that we can do in Jaron's memory today, is that there's a lot to do, and if you need help, just ask for it. On that note, let's before we play Things We Do, Danny, I think that you in the gym. Where are you in the gym exactly? Are you in the bathroom, or are you on a treadmill?
So I was on the treadmill, then you rudely interrupted me.
Rudely.
And I thought, okay, let me get off the treadmill because I'm not that young, as you very clearly stated, and all that. But so I got off the treadmill, and now I'm standing on the third floor of the gym,
exactly,
walking around with my AirPods, looking like I'm totally nuts.
Which you are. Wait till the whole gym is going to think you're nuts right now.
I'm thinking of myself walking around, pacing around. It's pretty quiet, right?
Danny,
quiet.
Firstly, I met you when you were 15. And then when we were 17 years old, we went to Cape Town and you played on the piano. Do you remember?
Very clearly.
Very clearly. Okay. So can you please sing something for us? Just because it's 17 minutes past 9, sing us something that's beautiful. And not the things we do. You've got to do it right now.
I'm standing in the middle.
You have to. That's what you're going to do. That's what you've got to do. Huh? You've got to sing one line. Mary had a little lamb, if that's the line.
Listen, firstly, I cannot sing Mary Had a Little Lamb. If you want people to really think I'm that crazy, then that is going to happen. But I will sing one thing and totally probably embarrass myself, because it's my brother's birthday, and like we've been speaking about, it's kind of the bedrock policy of my life, and it's this. Not to the bottom, but I get up again. Okay, I can't sing much louder than that. Right to the limit, but
I love it.
I get up again. Okay, that's good.
Your summer hit. It's good. Your summer hit, Danny Kaye, as we play it, is called Things We Do. Dan, the man. Good to chat to you, boy.
Thanks, man.
Lots of love to the family. J23. It's kind of cool. Things we do for summer. Isn't that lovely?
It's a stunning song.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah, this could have been the anthem.
Marianthi, smart?
Yes.
How smart are you? Grekos Greek, eh?
Ne. Greek, ne?
Greek, of course.
Yeah.
And Julianne McDowell.
Hello.
When Irish eyes are smiling.
And they are.
The whole world smiles with you. I got that completely. Was it Welsh?
Yeah, I don't know why. You were sort of sitting in the middle of the Irish Sea there.
Julianne McDowell. No,
not bad.
I'm trying. The Revlon Girls, we'll talk about that in a moment. Mm-hmm. What a great show at Daphne's place. It's always Daphne's place.
It has to be.
Do you know how we laugh about it? Because I always say, and Daphne was on the phone, you're like, are we going to Daphne's place? Come on, man, make a plan at Daphne's place. No, it's Auto and General Theatre on the Square.
Yeah.
Daphne's place, who's the most wonderful blonde Jew you've ever met. So,
absolutely.
We love it there. And Revlon Girl, quite incredible. The empowerment of women, the empowerment of what women can do when they need healing. Now, I want to get to this for a second, and there's a reason for it, because... you know, and this show is not about being depressed.
It never
is like that. That's not the whole thing. But it's interesting that people lose people along the way. And in 1966 in Wales, in a landslide.
A mine dump
slid down the hill. Yeah.
Down the hill.
Yeah.
It killed 116
children
and 28 adults.
Yes. And it destroyed a town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Revlon Girl was created around women that came together in mourning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Revlon Girl happens 8 months after the mine tip has slid into Aberfan, which is a tiny village in Wales, a mining village. And the tip was, there were seven of them on the mountain, and one of them, number seven, actually slid like an avalanche down the slope. It wiped out an entire street of houses and slammed into Pantglass Primary School, killing pretty much all of the primary school children. And their teachers. Horrific.
Yeah.
This was in 1966. In 2016, which was the 50th year since the disaster, Neil Anthony Docking, who's Welsh himself and grew up with this as a legacy, he grew up in the 60s, decided to write a play to commemorate the survivors and the people, the kids that lost their lives. He actually writes for TV. He writes for Emmerdale and Casualty, but this is the first play he wrote. So he wrote it, his wife directed it, they cast it obviously with Welsh actresses, and they took it to the Edinburgh Festival, where it did very well, and subsequently went to London and it won a couple of awards, won the Laurence Olivier Award, and then we showcased it in Grahamstown. So it's a very special piece, because it is a true story. It's a story of mothers who've suffered immense loss, the loss of a child, and in my character's case, the loss of two children. I mean, it's horrific. You don't even go there in your mind. But it's more than just about loss. It's what's amazing about it. It goes through the journey of the loss and the grief that each mother is going through, and they're all in different stages. But ultimately, it's about survival and hope, and how, as a community, through your friends and your family, and this goes back to what Danny actually was saying earlier, that you need people to heal. And ultimately, it's quite uplifting. So
it's a story about hope, ultimately.
That's it.
It's about hope.
There's a shout out. that we're going to shout out about is that you're never that alone. And there's a lovely saying. Welcome to the fucking I just coughed. Human race, you're not alone. Welcome to the race, you're not alone. And often you feel isolated, you feel alone, you feel like, sure, why did this happen to me? And then we go through all the stages, we read it, and we wonder, why does this happen to us in our life? And then all of a sudden you realize, when you support one another and you understand, oh my goodness, ooh, the other person also lost their car. It sounds crazy, you know, but we're taking our material stuff.
Yeah.
Sure, it's so lovely, compassionate friends that people come together when you lose kids and you can talk about it. Or even if you can't deal with losing a family member or the fact that your animal dies, there's many dichotomies that comes with this. And I think that's quite an important thing, because support is something that people need.
Absolutely.
And we've got to get with the process. And you know what? You know, Marianthe, we don't understand. You see, sometimes when people, and no disrespect to a lot of people on earth, but Greek, Lebanese, Xhosa, Zulu, a lot of people, you know, some people don't have friends. You know, they don't have a community, they don't have a church. Yeah. There's many different things, layers to what you have. Yeah. But I mean, often people are alone, and even in that space, you're alone.
Yeah. Or you also, I think, sometimes isolate yourself because dealing with that grief is so difficult, and it's scary. It's hugely scary. And I think what Neil Anthony Docking has done with this play, he's written it so beautifully, and he kind of showcases different stages of grief. And there are moments where, you know, they don't want to share. Don't touch me. Don't talk to me. I can't. It's too raw. It hurts too much. But in the end, this community of women, they come together and just with love and hope and Revlon and lipstick and just someone saying, you are worth looking after yourself. You are worth it. You are allowed to look after yourself. You are allowed to carry on.
Is Revlon the sponsor, I would hope?
We would have loved that, but unfortunately not. No.
Shame. Sometimes people are stuck and they don't even realize that happens, I guess. So happy to have in studio. Moving right along.
Yes.
This is so good to have you on cliffcentral.com. My name is Alan Ford. Nathan Rowe is running around the world doing fabulous things. And of course, this is the Unview, where we are either the thin, the rich, and the fabulous, but we're always
fabulous.
Fabulous. Shame, beautiful. Now, I've got to tell you, I'm so happy to have on the line Matapa Maila Dikotso. Matapa, our new Mrs. South Africa, welcome to the show.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me.
Firstly, I want to just tell you, because, you know, I had Danny Kaye on the line, and I spoke to Gareth about it a small while ago, and it's amazing, because we met in 2005, when you were second princess to Miss South Africa, to Thuli, and then, of course, in 2009, you were first princess to Nicole Flint, okay?
Correct.
How incredible now, last week Friday, to become the new Mrs. South Africa. If you like it, then you better put a ring on it.
Yes.
You got the crown, baby. You got the crown and the babies. That's how it goes.
Nobody puts baby
in the
corner.
And the ring. Yeah, I think that is just testament to the fact that winners are not those who never fail, just those who never quit. So,
I love that. I think that's so important. Matapa, I've got to just tell you that isn't it lovely that I remember you answering a question back around about, let's say, 9 years ago about why you entered. Because you entered because you want to do something different. And you want to help to use that platform at that time, because I don't know if it's changed, but to make a difference in people's lives and to represent yourself and your community and the people around you. I remember at that stage 9 years ago, if you remember the question.
I do remember.
Has it changed?
Absolutely not. I don't think character changed because of circumstances. I just think you find a different route to still channel and champion the same mandate. I have found my purpose in serving others, and that has always been my calling. And I have found other channels along the way, of course, to contribute and to make a difference in my society and in my community. But of course, winning the Timothy Taylor Mrs. South Africa has now just amplified that, and obviously given me a leverage, and I'm ever so grateful.
It's wonderful. Matapa, I'm so happy that you said it, because always why did you enter again and again and again? And I tell you, because there's the reason, because of the legacy and because of the work that you can do on a platform. That's what it's about. When the two ladies in the Revlon Girls stand on stage, you can create someone's life and create it differently. When Danny Kay created J23, you can change a lot of stuff around you. There's so many things that you can do with the space and the platforms that we have.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing, Matapa, that it's quite incredible. I loved seeing you, by the way, on stage at the RSA Awards, which is not the Republic of South Africa Awards. It is the... That's not...
This would be amazing.
Should be.
Yeah.
But what an incredible production last night. I just love the fact that every soap star was in Johannesburg in the same theater doing their soapy thing at the Royalty Soap Awards.
It was beautiful. It was totally beautiful. And so heartwarming as well to be invited to such a prestigious award.
Well, now's your platform, and I can't wait to see what you're going to do. Are you going to join us in studio soon?
Yeah, definitely. Invite me and I'll be there.
You will be in here. And I do want to say that I want to shout out to... I love the shout out. It's a dedicated shout. Shout. Okay. To Nicole Kapp, who did an incredible job as the former Mrs. South Africa. And this is important stuff. Mm-hmm. And Matapa, I want to just say that these are great people that are doing stuff on the platforms that people can give them. They can use their words and their mouths and their titles. Mm-hmm. I think it's cool. I think it's excellent.
No, absolutely. Nicole, she's a champ. I look forward to working with her as well. I look forward to learning from her. And, of course, we are all part of a big sisterhood. So that will never go away, and I'm forever grateful for that.
And I want to thank you. Thank you. Matapa, Mila, Dikotso.
Thank you very much for
having me. Well, congratulations, the new Mrs. South Africa. That's kind of cool.
When you
keep it going.
Love
you
it.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
We're going to chat to Ben Foss in a moment because he is the evil queen in Snow White, the pantomime.
Oh, wonderful.
Whoa.
So
it is so cool.
I'm going to take my kids in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it is. Seriously.
Can't wait.
I love you. We're going to have so much fun with Irish songs. But you know what? We've got to do something fun because this is how it works. This is how we do it. So, Marianthe, Greek song, can you sing? Come on, your yaya would say sing.
No pressure.
My yaya. Yeah.
Oh. Come
if my yaya was here, she could sing them. Unfortunately, my Greek is not amazing. Okay. I can sing maybe
Julianne,
an Irish song.
Oh, God.
What are we going to sing? Are we going to sing? Oh, you can sing. Well, the Lord is
can
with
I say
us.
That here?
Yeah, well, God is with us always.
I'm
come
Irish.
On. Yeah, you're Irish. From Northern Ireland, from Belfast.
That's very important to point out.
I know. We are Maronite Catholics, darling. You know, the Protestants, we're still doing this. And I'm we're joking. No one cares about
that. We've moved on.
So bored. So bored of it. So
new
bored.
Problems. There's so new bored. Problems.
Okay, so can we sing something? Because I think it's half past nine in the morning.
Okay, so Marianne, do you know the chorus?
The chorus? Yes.
Mm. So you know, Runaway. Sing it for me, and then I'll join in.
I'm gonna ask you can I ask you a favor? Yeah. The two of you step out. Go and practice. Go practice.
Oh, no pressure.
No,
okay.
Go
so
practice.
Now we have to be even better. Oh, goodness.
Okay, go practice. They must practice, the Revlon Girls. The Evil Queen from Snow White the Pantomime, Janice Honeyman and Bernard J brings it to the Civic Theatre, the Johannesburg Theatre. Ben Foss, welcome to the line. And you are the horrible Evil Queen, aren't you, Ben?
Yeah, that's right. I am. I am the vicious, the evil that is the evil of Snow White. That's me. Well, you've caught me at a very noisy time. I'm in the middle of a warm-up and rehearsal.
I know, you're about to go on stage. Sorry, Ben. Ben, forgive me. Things happen at the same time, and it's kind of crazy. A mechanical engineer. You studied this, and then you went and you had the best teachers to come and teach you the most wonderful things on earth called theatre, music, dance, and all the stuff that you do. Your wife's a singer and a dancer. I mean, isn't it incredible from when you did the final cut with John van der Rijk all those years ago to now standing amongst tens of thousands of people on the stage this particular year with Snow White?
Yeah, it's been an incredible journey, you know. Standing in front of the people is really the prize. I think as actors you forget how important it is to have audiences. You know, to be in something like this where you do expect 70,000 people to pick up over a 8 or 9 week period.
17,000 people.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think to date we've already sold in the region of 55,000 tickets or something.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's a big piece of work, you know, and it takes a lot of hands, and you are one of the critical cogs in it, and you recognize that your responsibility is not only to the audience, but it's to your cast members, it's to the producer, it's to the director, to the band, you know, so there's all these little cogs need to fit together, and it's beautiful to be part of something that has its own motion and its own life, and just it's just such an expansive, wonderful show it's fantastic. I'm loving it. Yeah.
Ben, can I ask you a question? Tell me, what did your 7-year-old child say about your performance? I'd love to know.
He loves it. One of the big joys for me has been having a child and doing a show like this. I don't think I would have got nearly as much joy out of it. It's so much for the whole family. So she's very proud. She's the only one, she reckons she's the only one in the audience who, when I walk up, yay instead of boo.
Yeah, I know. Of course, it's your dad playing this phenomenal role, which is...
this evil queen. But, yeah, I mean, she's seen me in dresses plenty of time, and, like, I'll often come home from a gig with some nail polish on, and so she's not worried about that.
Because we're going to talk about beauty in 1 second, but John Robbie, Desmond Dube, I mean, Matthew Cunahan, the whole cast, I mean, this is incredible stuff, isn't it? Isn't that the magic?
It's a good cast. Look, I didn't know anybody when I came here, because I'm actually a Durban boy. But getting to know Desmond has been a real treat. I think he's a real professional. He has been very helpful. He's been like the solid rock. He's taught me sort of the art of pantomime in many ways. He's been really, really good. I've enjoyed being with him. And John has been a character of note, because he's obviously a radio man, and now he's got to put that ugly mug on his out on stage. And people love him, though, and he battled in the beginning with words and timings, and now he is just like a schoolboy in the schoolyard. He is
nailing
it.
Well, remember, you cannot have one of the best radio shows ever and then nail the Irish rugby team and then not actually get this together. He can pull it. John Robbie can pull it together. That's how it goes.
Sorry, man. I'm being swamped by music in the background.
Okay, because you got to go, and I understand, and we're so happy this is rocking and rolling all over the place. How is Beauty Ramapelepele?
Beauty Ramapelepele, she's fine. She is in Joburg. She's here with me.
Can I say hello to her?
Okay, let me get her. Hang on. Yes, Gareth, Cliff.
No, Gareth's not on this at this time. It's earlier in the morning.
No, but Gareth is the famous one. Why is he not interviewing me?
Because
where's Gareth?
You must understand something. You know, he does 6 to 9. It's early stuff, you know.
6 to 9? Then why are you not phoning me from 6 to 9? I want many listeners. I'm Beauty Ramapelepele, sweetheart. You know, you can talk to this Ben Voss boy, this silly Edgar, whatever. You can talk to him 9 to 12. Me, I want prime time. Prime time, brother. What's your name, sweetie?
It's Ustudla Mafetlefetle.
Yo, that is one long name. I see. You must get a new name, like Precious or Patience or something, please. Mr. Radio. No, it's fine. I'm with Ben here. Yeah, the naughty boy. He's here.
But tell me, Beauty, you saw the pantomime's great. Are you enjoying it? Snow
White. Yeah, I came to watch. I donated fabric. You know, I've got a fabrics and fashion business, so I donated a whole lot of fabric to make all the costumes, because I also was in charge of doing the costumes for the 2010 World Cup, then for the African Nations Cup football. Now I'm donating fabric just to help the poor people in the theatre, because, you know, the theatre, there's no money. You know, you don't see actors driving BMWs, which is shame. Poor, very poor. Dancers, all starving, all very thin. Yay! No, it's not for me.
But
I just like to sit in the box, drink champagne, and watch them sweat.
Uma Beauty, do me a favor. You know, as long as you have the fanciest taxi limousine in the world, that's important.
That's what counts, my sweetie. What else counts? Yes, love. Yes, relationships. Yes. But in the end, I want to be buried in a gold coffin, sweetheart.
Beauty, Ramapelepele, do me a favor, have the best time. Send Ben his love. He's on air now. I mean, it's the show starts in 22 minutes.
He's going to put on his bit of makeup to try and make himself look acceptable. But hey, you know, you cannot beat ugly with a nice little blending brush. You can't.
Darling, I want you in studio with Gareth Cliff. You're too big for me, honey. I don't know how it goes. Yeah, but
exactly, sweetheart. Next time you get that Cliff boy, whatever, well, he was doing Idols or whichever one. He's a very, very opinionated one. Get him. He must phone me too. Okay?
Love you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Beauty Ramapele.
Okay. Bye, guys. Good day. Bye.
And, of course, I think Ben. Is Ben still there? Ben, you there? Ben. Bend over. Anyway, on that note, I'll just leave it at that. Don't miss the pantomime, Snow White.
Absolutely.
It's really, really good. Mm. It really is exceptional.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
And I've got to tell you, it's quite magical. So I've got to, I've got to just add to it. Because when Janice Honeyman creates...
She's amazing.
She's amazing.
She's incredible. And then have people like Bernard Jay that just... And you have Desmond Dube, John Robbie, Ben Force.
Yeah.
The cast of
Can't
the most... And you cannot actually go wrong.
I don't think you ever grow old enough, to get tired of panto, do you? I mean, love it.
It is the best fun thing ever. Well, I've got to just tell you, this is cliffcentral.com. My name is Alan Ford, where we are the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. We'll work that out later. But we're always what? We're always fabulous. And I'm so happy to now invite into studio is Asanda...
Suzanne.
I know how to say your name. Asanda, amazing. Firstly, congratulations. The new editor of Glamour magazine, not new, but kind of like the year. It's so cool. You don't need them. It's kind of fun.
Okay.
We work together. It was wonderful, firstly, to meet you at Glamour Woman of the Year last week.
Yeah.
Doreen Morris doesn't do interviews. Ever. Mm-hmm. I've worked with her for years and we both produce. So when I said, please, Doreen, come on my show, she's like, I don't do that. but it's so divine that she arrived last week in the studio.
Amazing.
With Elvis Blue and the phenomenal star of Matilda, who plays at Mrs. Trunchbull.
Oh, lovely.
Ryan DeVille is superb. And spoke about how important these... awards are. Now, I want to just set you up a bit, if you don't mind, Asanda. Mm. Is that I had the pleasure five times. Never won the award, and I'm not a woman, so it happens. And ain't nothing changed. No Caitlin happening here. It's not going to happen here. But emceeing and doing these awards over the past 10 years. Mm. And it's been an honor and a pleasure. Penina Fenster at that time had invited me to present them. And it was so wonderful to see the caliber of talent, the caliber of women, the caliber of people that we are associating glamour with. Because I think that style and glamour is not just about what you put on and how pretty you look.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about a sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about a sense of the way you do things.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you can be fat, old, and ugly, and I mean this, and be glamorous
mm-hmm.
and fabulous mm-hmm. and do something great. Welcome to...
Completely.
...to the new world.
Thank you so much.
Not as you weren't in the world before.
Thanks, Alan. I'm so honored to be back on Cliff Central. And exciting times as well for me to have joined Glamour. I joined nearly 6 months ago. We're on our third issue of Glamour. Currently, the first issue was September issue. We now have November issue on shelf. And that particular issue is 100% produced by women. Mm-hmm. Every piece of writing, every feature, every photograph... is produced, there's a woman behind it. So it was just a perfect time for us as well to talk Women of the Year, to celebrate Women of the Year. And the awards, as you say, I mean, really, it was incredible to honor that caliber of different women. We had 10 phenomenal women that are each so dynamic. They are trailblazers, they are innovators, they are women of servitude. Because that's important as well.
So I was very blessed to be there as a guest, not on the stage, which is kind of cool. And then when I saw Dr. Cindy Funsell, I was like, Cindy, you baby!
Because
Cindy sat here and created her medical show every Monday, right here in the studio.
Really?
Incredible. Connie Ferguson's incredible. And let's list, Doreen Morris, let's list these winners.
All right. Khutad Somonjani.
Mm-hmm.
In the sport, we had 10 categories for whoever missed it. So there are 10 different categories in sport. It was Khotatso. She lost one of her feet when she was 12 years old, but she didn't let any of that stop her. She's high ranking in the world of tennis.
And Paralympian.
Right, Paralympian. Wow. She's brilliant. Amazing. Doreen Morris was the Thabile Ngwato news anchor. That's just launched her own news channel recently.
Which is wonderful to see people at 28 years old getting into like head up media. Which
exactly. So Doreen Morris got the Icon Award. I mean, she was the first black woman on mainstream television. She's legendary in the world of business as well. She's a trailblazer and she's opened up doors for other women after her. Connie Ferguson, as you say, I mean, she needs no... backstory about her. She's phenomenal. We had Kifile Mabote in terms of digital influencing, because, you know, that's important to also highlight.
I know we don't know how it works. Can you just put a button? I'm sorry. This age at 41.
Yeah. And then in music, Shekinah, who unfortunately couldn't join us. She was traveling. But, you know, she's achieved so much at such a young age as well. And she's a rising star. She continues to kill it and be a phenomenal example and a role model for other women, young women in music and in other fields as well. So it was a diverse range of women. Dr. Cindy, what I love about Dr. Cindy is that she uses social media as her platform to inform, to educate about important things in terms
health of health and sexual health.
Exactly. Sexual health. Yeah. And important. It's not always accessible. That information is not always accessible. So she makes it tangible and accessible on social media.
We are missing her here, but I know she's serving the community, because Dr. Cindy was one of the first presenters right here on Cliff Central. Amazing. So yeah, that shows you incredible stuff. And then I want to talk about the people that do social development and one incredible, exceptional woman. That was the for social development, which was your woman of the year in that category.
It was Thokozani Ndaba.
Yeah. Incredible.
Thokozani Ndaba, in terms of activism, fighting for children's rights and LGBT causes as well. She's been at this. She's been working so hard, and she was so shocked when we contacted her and we're like, we wanted to honor you. We see you, we recognize you, and she dedicated an award to her girls at Ndetelelo Foundation, which I found phenomenal.
Well, Ellen Ford Productions and my team are very happy to sponsor Girl for Hold next year and hopefully going forward.
Yay.
So that's kind of cool. No kudos, by the way, just because we can. But I'm saying we can all do a little bit of something for somebody. That's how simple this can be done. What I loved about her as well is that I said, this is my beautiful daughter. My beautiful daughter. And can you find me a nice wife? I said, baby, let me introduce you to my husband. Don't worry, we'll find you someone. Which I love. Because I love that that is what it completely represents across the board, which I thought was great.
Absolutely.
I want to congratulate you. And I want to say I'm very proud that I've 10 years that this magazine's been in South Africa. It is 10 years, eh?
About 14.
Sorry, yeah. I've lost time. I'm sorry, guys.
But Women of the Year has been running since
Cool. But isn't it great to see that it has so much substance besides just, and nothing wrong with Revlon and makeup. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you have to do a story on the. Have you heard? The Revlon girl. I'll send you the podcast. This is incredible. Right. You've got to see the show.
All female cast about women.
Amazing.
Yeah, you would love. Yeah.
Is so glamour.
I want to give a recap because if you've joined us here on cliffcentral.com, we're talking about a show happening at the Auto and General Theatre on the Square. It's called The Revlon Girls. And it's about a disaster that happened in 1966 in Wales, in a little town where a mine dump fell on a school and killed 106 kids,
116
children and 28 adults. The whole show is about a bunch of women who come together that deal with the loss of children, and in particular Julianne McDowell, who in this particular production lost.
Marilyn lost two children. Both her kids.
And Marianthe Smart, you lost.
I'm the Revlon girl. So these mothers who came together, they asked Revlon to please send a makeup rep because they realized they'd let themselves go and they weren't feeling good about themselves.
Sure.
And so Revlon sent the Revlon girl. And the things
this
that
is a true story,
out,
by the way. True story.
Even
true story.
Revlon did send someone. Everything is true. It's amazing. And just the message of self-care that... you don't have to feel bad to put on your lipstick in the morning and go out and say, I am worth going out and I can carry on. And if lipstick is the stepping stone that's going to help me do that, if just talking with my friends is the stepping stone, then that is fine and that is good and that is okay.
And it's funny how things always tie together.
Right.
The way it ties. Because talk about Glamour magazine and listen to when I say that you've got Glamour Woman of the Year. And then we're talking about, look at all, isn't
aren't you so clever?
I don't know. I'm like, what I know. It has nothing to do with me. It's there's something you. Always working around. I don't know. I call them angels, but they're brilliant. I love them. They're beautiful. Now, on that note, do you like music?
I love music.
Okay. Can you sing a song?
Oh, wow, no. He's very into making people sing.
Is it? Not today.
I didn't know that before I came.
But can you sing?
Really?
But can you sing?
A little bit.
What can you sing?
Can I not sing today?
No. As the editor of Glamour magazine, this is the thing that you got to do.
I don't think you have a choice.
No, you can just like...
He's not letting
go
of it.
Oh, happy day. Oh, headphones.
No,
this is what we do.
No.
This is what we do.
Peter Duke, how can you refuse that?
Everybody does it. Everybody does it. Put those on. Okay, all right. Okay,
I'll
okay,
do something
okay.
else for you next time.
Okay.
next
I love
time.
It. On that note, I mean, the Revlon girls are on stage. So, you know, we've got the Greek from Greek descent, Marianthre Smart. She's a smart girl. She's a smart girl.
I try, no?
Yeah, you try. And then Julian McDowell from Northern, from Belfast, from Northern Ireland. Did
was
I get that?
That your Irish accent?
That is so bad. Sorry,
I'm
guys.
As good as my Welsh.
I'm so sorry. When Irish eyes are smiling, the whole. Just let me just not do Irish. John Robbie should have been on the line. Love you, Ben Foss, but John should have been on the
we
line.
We want John.
We want you. Okay. So you, what are you going to sing? I told you, prepare, go outside, and you came back inside.
Well, I twisted Jules's Protestant arm and made her sing a Catholic song.
What's the Catholic song?
Don't tell anybody at home that I'm about
what to sing. Song?
Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny. So this is hold on. You see, it all ties together because we opened with Danny. Okay.
Those angels again.
Yeah. Okay, and his new summer hit called Things We Do. And it's his brother's birthday, J23 Jaron. So in memory of him. And then we spoke to the new Mrs. South Africa. And then we spoke to Snow White. And then we've got the phenomenal editor of Glamour magazine in studio. And now we're going to sing, Oh Danny Boy, the pipes.
We're going to try.
Okay.
We'll try our best.
Do we need
this
music?
Is for you, Danny.
No, okay. Let's do it. A cappella.
And three, two, one and
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountain side. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you must go and I must bide.
So come
back when summer's in the meadows.
Come on.
I was good for a Greek.
And
I'm
when.
I try.
But hold on. And when the valley.
I'm going to increase the tone.
Yeah, let's see if you get the word.
And white with snow.
And
I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy.
Bravo!
Nothing like bringing it on you first.
Yeah,
when you haven't warmed up and you.
Yeah. It happens.
Thanks for that, Alan.
Sunday, don't worry. You got to prepare yourself. So what are we expecting in the new year? Because I love the cover. I love seeing Unati and I love seeing Roxy. Well done.
Well done, ladies.
But I love the cover of Roxy and Unati. On the cover. I love the color red. I love what you're doing with it. What can we expect some more of the cover? What is in the new edition? Has it changed?
It's changed. So my first issue of Glamour at the helm was September issue. So September, October, November, we definitely introduced a lot of changes. Mm-hmm. Even just the way that the magazine is sectioned, how it flows. You know, for example, right now, the magazine is sectioned into four different pillars, content pillars. So we've divided the magazine into four sections: look, feel, live, think, glamour. So look is the fashion. All of the fashion has moved up front, and that's not traditional for a magazine. Sometimes, you know, fashion is scattered all over a magazine. So now we've moved all of the fashion in the look section. Feel is beauty, feeling beautiful inside out. Live is lifestyle, travel, lighthearted pieces, and then we end off the book with think, and that's substance. So more in-depth, weighty pieces, which I think is also important to just balance the book in so that it feels like a holistic experience.
I'm happy women are writing it. I'm not here to influence anybody.
Yeah.
Good little story.
Okay. Yeah. I love it.
Especially on your feel.
Feels, yeah.
Because this is really what...
And back page Revlon.
It's all about...
No, I'm just saying. I'm
the substance behind the glamour, the stories behind the glamour. Yeah. We love storytelling.
That would really tie in. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. If you guys
please
want
come
to
see the show. Yes. We'll give you some comps.
Yes.
Some
and
some
it's until
2nd of December.
Oh, perfect. Yes. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. I will definitely check it out.
Thank you. And good luck with the mic. That's fun.
Yes. Thank you so much.
So the new edition is coming out. What can we expect to read on the beaches?
December issue is...
Who's the cover?
I can't say. But it's a good one. It's someone that resonates with a lot of people. That's very topical currently, globally. But December-Jan is one combined issue.
Yes,
of course. The issue is going to be on shelf for 2 months. We've themed it the celebration issue. Mm-hmm. So it's all about celebrations, not just, you know, the party dress and, you know, the fun times, you know, we all enjoy and love in the festive season. But we also asked a couple of local people to write memoirs talking about how they celebrate the festive season in their cultural... settings. You know, how do you celebrate? Mm. I think a lot of South Africans, we straddle two different worlds. You live and work in the city, but then during the festive season, you go home. Mm-hmm. Whatever home is to you, whether it's in the rurals or the farms or whatever. But we wanted to talk about different types of celebrations. For my family, for example, it's initiation ceremonies, you know, in the African context, celebration in the African context. So initiation ceremonies is weddings, you know, traditional weddings, traditional food. Mm. And then you come back for the new year with your friends and the party with your friends in the city. So we wanted to have like a bit of a South African experience in terms of how we celebrate. So it's a great issue.
Divine. Belfast Island.
13, how do we celebrate?
13 years later. How are you celebrating? You've got your kids. You've got your husband.
I've got 3 kids, 4 dogs, 1 husband. But you can take the girl out of Ireland, but you can take Ireland out of the girl. So it involves a lot of drinks and festivities. But I found I actually settled quite quickly in South Africa because I find that South Africans also like
to drink.
And a good time.
Yeah. I just want to do something. Glamour, by the way, the event, lovely to have gin and ladies felt special. Pink gin, it was beautiful. Mm. Thank you. And Life, the sponsor of the food, really lovely. I just want to
thank you.
Really
loved the food and drink as well.
But besides that everybody, that's fabulous. It was really great, just by the way. Greek, it's like Lebanese. We're going to eat, we're going to mass, we're going to church, we're going to... I have a wedding, my brother's wedding in on the 15th of December. Do you know what we... And he's South African Lebanese marrying a Lebanese.
So crazy.
The whole clan. It's going to be...
Your mum must be so delighted.
I don't know. There's 17 parties going on. But things are happening. So I want to just thank all of you for joining us in studio. On that note, I just want to just again remind everybody, don't miss his new single called Things We Do. Danny Kaye, you know, and he's filming his music video in 2 days' time, so he's in the gym.
Getting ready.
He says he looks fabulous. I want to see what he looks like. Please. I'm 6 months younger than you. I want to see what you look like. You know what? He's built for speed. I'm built for comfort. Don't worry. It works differently for other people. I want to congratulate the new Mrs. South Africa, and I want to thank Ben Foss for joining us on the line with his wonderful friend, Beauty Ramapelepele, also for joining us. And don't miss Snow White, the pantomime happening at the Joburg Civic Theatre. That's great. The Revlon Girl is happening until the 2nd of December.
Yes.
At Daphne's Place, the theatre, Auto and General Theatre on the Square, yes, which is superb. Mm-hmm. And, of course, don't get this glamour issue, because it's got phenomenal stories, phenomenal things. And by the way, the print word is still better than...
Right?
Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Come
on.
We're pure.
Come
on.
Into the print.
Come on. You've got to still write stuff down. Like,
yeah.
Have a
nothing
look.
Beats that tangible experience.
Absolutely.
That's how it works. I just also wanted to say we're going to follow this up next week with the Royalty Soapy Awards. Great, great stars. We're going to have them all on the show next week. And I want to tell you, I'm very, very honored to be able to get an interview with Brian McFadden.
No way.
With Joe from Westlife.
Is he here?
Yeah. With Jay something, Mikasa.
Yeah, Irish Heart is beating fast.
Gary Player. And that's all going to happen next week at Sun City. Because I'm not interested in the golf. Who cares about that? Because he's running out of time. But I want to know what they're going to do. And I'm going to sing some songs. That's what we do. This has been such an honor and such a pleasure. My name is Alan Ford. This is The Unview, where we're the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. Remember, we're not sure exactly how thin we are. We're never sure how rich we are, but we're always fabulous. On that note, have the best day.
This is CliffCentral.com.